This is Tip TV Finance. We meet Jenny Hammond and Zach Mayer, and with us in the studio is David Buick from Panmure Gordon. David, it's always great
good
to
morning.
Have you with
good
us.
Morning, Jenny. Good morning, Zach.
So I want to start off with a story that's in City AM. It's Snap It Up. It's talking about their roadshow is coming to London, and something that Zach was talking about earlier. He thinks this is irresponsible journalism because buying into this company when you can't really see the financial, they don't go that far back, and they are in. They're not making profit. So what do you make of this?
I've got very little to say on the subject, except I shall not be subscribing for shares. That's all. I mean, to value a company, if you draw the parallel of earnings between somebody like Apple or Amazon over the years. Now, we know Jeff Bezos went, I think it was 13 years without making a single cent piece, and is now blazing the trail and incidentally may be employing another 15,000 people here in the UK, which I think is great. Snapchat or Snap, what do you call it now? Well, A, it's not for me, it's the wrong generation. But the other thing is that how, it's almost like being a chancer, but all I can say is that there must be an appetite for this in the United States of America, because they wouldn't have employed the quality of investment bankers they have, and they wouldn't be bringing a roadshow over here unless they felt they had a receptive audience. But how you can actually sell that on the level of revenue that they've got, on the valuation, which I think initially, Zach will correct me if I'm wrong, they thought would be between $20 and $25 billion. They've dropped it now down, I think, to between $15 and $20 billion, which automatically sends warning signs out to me anyway.
I mean, for me, it's just a little bit of they because they've got the money, they can hire the machinery to do the road shows, to get the big guns in, to get the press on side, all that sort of stuff, in a nice picture of a ghost on the front. It all looks very cute. But at the end of the day, the investment argument is clouded, to say the least, I think.
Well, it is clouded.
I love Twitter.
Irresponsible journalism I don't subscribe to. I think there is the hype about it. People either believe it or they don't believe it. That's up to them. As I'm saying, I'm going to give you a little bit of a Warren Buffett on this. I don't do technology, so it's not for me. But that's not to say that it won't. But you just don't want it to do another Twitter, you know, and start blazing the trail at some absurd price, and all of a sudden you get the second set of earnings out, and everybody says, oh, my gracious me. Might use different language from that, but you know what I mean, you know. And, you know, all the way down again. And unless you sustain it. I mean, if I were him, Mr. Spiegel, you know, and I was going to make several billion dollars out of it, fine, okay, if you want to go that way, but you've got your credibility. The guy's only 26. I'd rather sell it in a couple of years' time if it's a really good piece of.
He could have sold it to. I think he could have sold it to Facebook for $3 billion a couple of years ago.
Well, I think that's probably what he should have done. But still, there we are. It's not for me. It's not for me, but there are greater analysts and greater investment bankers than I will ever be who believe there is a story to tell. Let them do it. Yep. I hope you're going to give me a chance to have a whinge about HSBC.
Go on, yes.
So, not good news for HSBC.
I was really cross about that today. It was Douglas Flint's statement. I mean, I get it that they need double the capital to do the same amount of business in the UK that they did before, fine. I get that PPI doesn't help. I get that low interest rates don't help. I get that foreign exchange manipulation doesn't help and the fines that go with it. I get that more money laundering doesn't help. Yeah, if I get all that, hang on a minute. They account in dollars. Their business is supposed to be mainly in Asia. 20% only their business in the United Kingdom. Sterling has fallen against the dollar by 20%. Do me a favor, producing me figures, 62% lower pre-tax profits from whatever it was, $18 billion to $7.1 billion. To me, that's totally unacceptable, because the story doesn't act up. It's all very well telling me, well, of course, the outlook for the business is really good. But what got my goat? Now, when my duvet went back this morning, and I was quite chipper when I got out of bed, I was really looking forward to it. Brexit, Donald Trump, and Marine Le Pen as an excuse for political vagaries that have affected their business. Please. Trump has hardly been there 3 months, and the stock market has gone woof since then. Brexit.
You can blame everything on that.
Yeah, no, Brexit, what, 2 years to go? And Marine Le Pen? No, sorry, not buying, not this one here.
Isn't the problem, though? Then the only conclusion you can draw is banking is dying.
Banking,
to me, downturn.
To me, banking has made the recovery that it should have made from a very trashed level, because since I think it was the 8th of November when Trump won the presidential election, I think I'm right in saying that Citigroup, Bank of America, JP Morgan, Goldman have gone up between 21 and 28% in that period, in that 2.5 month period. So you would expect us. But if you look at HSBC, it's up 58% before this morning from exactly a year ago when we were at that depth. Do you remember on the 10th of February when everything had gone to hell in a handcart?
Yeah.
And it's improved. So it's probably, you know, if we'd saved since the beginning of the year, it's probably up about 32%. But that's a very significant movement. So the fact that the market took it down 6.2% this morning doesn't come as any surprise to me. It only fell 3.5% in Hong Kong.
Do you have higher hope for the other banks?
I have different hopes. first and foremost, Lloyds, I think we'll see coming to the end of the PPI. I think that apparently there may be another billion that they've got to show for that. I'm expecting profits, whether I'm right or wrong, of about £6 billion for the year. Barclays up from about a £1.2 billion to about £3.75 billion. And Royal Bank of Scotland, well, it's a basket case, isn't it? I mean, I enjoyed the news yesterday about the European Union not forcing them to sell those 304 branches and making them lend money to, in the form of £750 million, to challenger banks for SMEs. That makes sense. But you're going to have a £5 billion loss.
So could you remind us where they lose money?
Who?
RBS. Where does it hurt for them? Where's their main source of loss?
Well, I mean, basically, it's selling assets that, you know, at a loss, impairment charges, PPI charges. I mean, they've got a whopping, what is it, £5 billion contingency that they're having to make for foreign exchange manipulation? No, the selling of mortgage-related bonds. I mean, these things, you know, I think actually that maybe dollars make £3.5 billion. It's a lot of money.
Isn't it time to draw a line under all this?
Mistake made, in my opinion.
Can't the regulators leave it now?
No, the mistake made, and I was very for it at the time, so I'm wrong. We should have had a good bank and a bad bank. Because I think the brand of RBS, NatWest, Coutts, Ulster Bank, all these things, very good. Nothing wrong with the brand. And, you know, you realise that several thousand people's lives have been destroyed by the incompetence maybe of 24 people and some greedy people who worked under them that were given licence to kill, for want of a better expression. And so it would have been better to have put, whatever it was, 50 billion toxic assets in a thing and then been able to, without the public looking at it all the time, been able to sort of heave it out wherever it was felt necessary under UK financial investments, you know, and it could have been done there. Anyway, it's easy for me to sit here and pontificate, isn't it, because it was something, no, keep it together, we need to, needs to recover. I think it was the wrong decision.
Well, keep an eye out what happens for the rest of the week. David, thank you.
Yeah, pleasure.
David Bjork there from Panmure Gordon.